This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. In Britain, King Charles III has officially been proclaimed as King of Britain in an accession ceremony as his sons William and Harry appear together in public. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Hours after the ceremony, crowds cheered and called for Harry as the Duke of Sussex and his wife Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex, greeted the crowds at Windsor Castle. Alongside them was Harry's brother William, the Prince of Wales, and Princess Kate, who also greeted the crowds as they arrived to view the sea of floral tributes left by the public in honour of the Prince's grandmother. It was the two couples' first public appearance since the Queen's death. The princes and their wives were seen shaking hands and speaking with members of the public. Amid tribute to his grandmother on Twitter, Prince William said the Queen was by his side at his happiest moments, but also during the saddest moments of his life. William also said he knew the day would come, but it will be some time before the reality of life without Granny will truly feel real. Karen Chamas, London.
Moscow abandoned its main bastion in northeastern Ukraine on Saturday, a sudden apparent collapse of one of the war's principal front lines in Ukraine after Ukrainian forces moved to encircle the area in a shock advance. The state-run TASS news agency quoted Russia's defense ministry as saying it had ordered troops to leave the area around the city of Izyum in Kharkiv province, saying they would be sent to reinforce operations elsewhere in neighboring Donetsk. The announcement came hours after Ukrainian troops captured the city of Kupiansk further north. That's the sole railway hub supplying Russia's entire front line across northeastern Ukraine. That left thousands of Russian troops abruptly cut off from supplies across an entire stretch of front that has seen some of the most intense battles of the war. This is VOA News. Nigeria's military says it has killed more than 250 Islamist militants with the Boko Haram and Islamic State West Africa province groups in attacks over the past 2 weeks. A military spokesman said Nigerian troops also rescued three abducted Chibok girls who the militants had held captive since 2014. Nigeria's defense ministry authorities made the announcement during a security update in the capital. A defense ministry spokesperson said military forces carried out highly successful air bombardments and ground clearance operations between August 25th and September 8th. Nigeria has been battling an Islamist insurgency in the northeast, which started in 2009. Years of fighting has killed tens of thousands of people. The wildfires in Southern California are feeling the lingering effects of what was Hurricane Kay, which quickly weakened into a tropical storm by the time it reached the state. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Right now, there are 12 active wildfires, says CAL FIRE's Isaac Sanchez, and Hurricane Kay helped battle blazes in the southern part of the state.
It did bring rain, it did bring higher humidities, and of course, that's always a blessing when it comes to fires.
But not in the north. The mosquito fire near Sacramento saw residents like Deborah Kiever fleeing.
We evacuated, and my husband had two different shoes on.
While James Lowry stayed behind and was using a garden hose to spray down structures.
So we've been fighting it all night. My brother was right there last night when the fire jumped the line on Mosquito Ridge and came up on Low Street. And the flames were 300 feet in the air. The trees were exploding.
I'm Julie Walker.
France, Britain, and Germany on Saturday vented their frustration at Iran's demand in talks to revive its 2015 nuclear deal. That demand is that the United Nations Nuclear Watchdog Agency close a probe into uranium particles found at three different sites in Iran. The three countries added that the demands were jeopardizing the state of the talks. Rwanda may provide logistical support to help Benin tackle a worsening Islamist insurgency that's threatening parts of the West African region. A Benin government spokesperson made that announcement on Saturday. Talks with Rwanda are ongoing about the possible help, which would not involve the deployment of any Rwandan troops to Benin, according to the spokesman. And three people have died of cholera in northern and eastern Syria, the region's Kurdish administration said on Saturday. The administration appealed for international help to contain the outbreak. And once again, our top story, King Charles of Britain was formally proclaimed the king today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.